kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Knows, joined as always by the musical director, Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, man?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. Really enjoyed that pregame talk. Plenty of time to get into it. I'm good. Yeah, everything's good. How are you?
Not bad. I'm excited for today's show. As we told him off air, like this is, they're both excellent at the show. So it's a wide array of genres and decades and whatnot, but it's all in their comfort zone. So I have a good feeling about the show in and of itself. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're terrific competitors, and they have history on the show. Actually, I've credited a moment they were on as being my favorite of the show, although it was a moment that kind of spanned the whole episode. But it was someone was just incredibly unlucky, and I got great enjoyment out of that Schadenfreude.
Yeah, well, you know. very true. Very true. Yeah. It is a good quote unquote moment. The moment would be the clip that you put together.
Yeah, which is on the Settle the Score Instagram account, which we don't talk about enough because I don't know. I'm not very good at social media and I don't update it, but it's there if you want to go and see some funny clips of the show. Do you mind if I highlight a particular comment that we got?
No, please do. Please do.
Okay, yeah. So on the Discord this week, what I love about this interaction is that we talk about Discord and joining the Discord and the fact that there's a general anybody can come and over and mm-hmm. communicate to us on the general tab, what do you call it, like group
thread, I think is
thread. Okay, yeah,
that, I could be wrong,
that was probably better. Yeah, and then you get access to the other threads if you want to join the Patreon. But a user called Babu Frick, I'm not sure if you know who they are in real life.
I believe he just joined.
Oh, great. Okay. So Babu Frick asked if there was any point in not being a dick in round one when you posed the question to the contestants.
Sure.
Because the point differential, this is the point he was making, the point differential is the same whether they get the 5 points or whether you lose the 5 points. You might as well keep it for yourself and not be cut off. And the great thing about it is that I was able to go back immediately and give my point of view across, which I broke down in terms of types of questions and how it might be beneficial for you to let the opponent go first, or if they do end up going first, that you could follow up, and especially on the quantity questions, which always come up. So my full answer is on the Discord, on the general. And I think it was a really good engagement. He totally understood what I was saying, and I also made the point that, you know, a lot of Settle the Score is pointless. Why do we ask people to pick a number between 1 and 5 when we're gonna play them all anyway?
I don't know, some people, like you know, Craig on last week's show has an aversion to the number 4, so just
exactly, yeah,
and it,
yeah,
number and 4.
It, yeah, it almost, yeah, almost,
yeah, there's no rhyme or reason. Well, we're just here to have fun. We're not trying to clown.
We have talked about this at some point. We are going to order that 1 to 5 to mean something. We are going to do it. It's gonna happen, and from that show on, it will be that case. But we just need to decide on that method.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's, and we're not going to tell anybody
work
about
on top of work.
No, but I you put the show together, but I decide the order, right? So I'll be doing that. I mean,
well, that's fine, but you already have 15.
You already do 90% of the work, and then I have to dabble a bit on the piano. So I'm just adding a little job onto my 10%.
That's fine. I'm just saying it's more work on top of work, but it's your choice. Babu Frick, welcome to the Discord.
Yeah.
And if anybody else would like to join the Discord, the link is in the description below. So you can hit us up there. And there's the general that Andy said, it's open to anybody. So if you're already on Discord, you can jump over and get on our server. And there are threads that are hidden for patrons, and we do all kinds of different stuff there. And we'd love to have you. So please join the link down there below. Are you ready to begin today's game?
Let's bring him in.
All right, let's do it. Our first player is one half of the duo on Champs on Film. Please help us welcome back to the show, Mr. Adam Collins. Adam, how are you, sir?
Good, good, good. I'm so glad I can make it after throwing some water on that burning orphanage. I am here, though, after trials and tribulation. Thank you for your understanding.
Is that what you were doing? I want proof that that's what you were doing.
Naturally, me and the Three Stooges were there, and like we were saving the nuns. It was great, but I made it. That's the most important thing.
That is the most important. It's not saving the children and the nuns.
Yeah,
it's that you made it here for this.
Yeah,
naturally, but thank you for being so gracious, and I'm thrilled to be back. Let's. Have a great evening, guys.
We're excited to have you back. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. And don't sweat being a couple minutes late. It's fine. Everybody was relaxed, enjoying themselves. And, you know, you may or may not still be starting negative points. We'll figure out as the show goes. What on earth?
More than fair.
All right. The man you are playing today, you know him quite well. You've played him before. You know him from his YouTube channel, Dan Merle Movies. Please help us welcome back to the show, Mr. Dan Merle. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How's everyone else doing?
Not bad.
Good. That explanation was like what I call the reverse Superman. It's usually, you know, Clark Kent would be like, oh, sorry, Lois, I was caught in traffic. And Adam's like, no, I was saving an orphanage.
Yes.
Yeah.
More or less saving an orphanage.
More or less saving an orphanage.
I was there.
Oh, I missed that part of it. So what, were you just like supervising? Guys, throw some water on that fire over there.
I threw water on it. Let's leave it at that.
Right. There we go.
Was this Greek fire? So you just made it worse.
I'm not a professional.
Exactly. That's what you say afterwards. Guys, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm just trying to help.
Yes. Volunteer fire departments in New Hampshire. That's key. Mm. Just look that up.
Oh, it's all volunteer?
A lot of them, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know.
They try.
This guy.
I have never devoted my time to it.
They prefer people don't burn. They prefer.
Yes. Yes. Come to New Hampshire. If your house catches on fire, we'll do our best.
And we prefer it doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. If they don't put that on the next quarter, I think
they should.
All right, gentlemen, are we ready to play today's game?
Yes.
All right. Well, here is the bell for round number one. All right, Mr. Merle, you will have opening choice of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name. I will call on you. It's worth 10 points. There's a bonus question worth 5 points after that, but I'll give you the rules of when we come to it. So, Dan, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's show?
Let us start with number 4.
Number 4, it is. Pardon me. All right. Your clue comes to us from our patron, Matt Scanlon, and it is 0 stars. 0 stars. And like I told you guys beforehand, we did amp up the difficulty on the show ever so slightly. Not like we made it impossible, but we did amp it up ever so slightly. So your clue once again is 0 stars.
Better get into it now, no slacking, please. United Nations ain't really united, and the organizations ain't really organized. Ricky Tiki Tavi Mongoose is gone.
Adam. Barbarian.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh,
it took me a while. Yeah. I remember Justin Long singing that song.
Yep, yeah. Sings it in the car.
Yep.
Christmas. Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's a good get.
That was a good get.
Yep.
All right, Adam, first bonus question. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You have a choice. You can choose to go it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose the 5 points. Or you can open up to you and Dan, and no one will lose any points if they get it wrong, but he will cut into your 10 to nothing lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
I'll keep it open this round.
All right. It is open to you both. So just buzz in with your name. If you think you have the answer, here is your bonus question. In Barbarian, what type of rental does the character Tess stay at?
Adam.
Motherfucker. I believe Dan started his name first.
I really...
I can go to the tape if you guys want.
I think it's worth...
I can go to the... All right, I'll put you guys on mute. I will go to the tape. Right. I can't believe the very first
one. Here we go again.
Maybe I should just go with Collins.
Whoever starts their name first,
I do think the consonant... Yeah, Matt, go and watch it, yeah. I do think the consonant at the start of the name helps the ear kind of catch it, right? You know what I mean? It's kind of like your... The vowel sound like is like a more of an open, waffling. I don't know. What do you think? Who did you guys think?
I look.
It was exactly the same time.
I think Adam's on a delay because for me, I said my name and then I heard Adam, but I don't know how it comes through the tubes to you.
Sure, that's the question. And Matt is hosting, actually hosting, so.
Yeah,
his feed is the.
I should have elected to be a Richard. I'm sorry. On this question.
Yeah, Matt's feed is the one that then will go out. So that whatever he heard is the one.
Adam, you start your name a nanosecond before Dan.
Oh,
A nanosecond before. So, Adam, do you want me to read the question again?
I don't think I need you to, but if I'm allowed to hear you say it again, sure.
I finished the question. So in Barbarian, what type of rental does the character Tess stay at?
It's an Airbnb.
That is correct for five points.
Wow.
But I will try and switch to, Collins. Let's see if that helps.
Mm.
You got it. Yeah.
All right. Makes it 15 to nothing, Adam. And now you have choice 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Two.
All right. 2 it is. Your clue for number 2 comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is straight from the big screen. Straight from the big screen.
It's a guess. Last Action Hero.
That is correct for 10 points.
Wow.
Is that AC/DC?
Yeah.
That is AC/DC.
I was waiting for the Megadeth song from that.
Oh, movie. Sure.
But I was like, AC/DC's on there, I think. Okay.
All right. Gives you 25 points. Bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'm going to be a Richard.
All right. This is for Adam alone then. In Last Action Hero, what Game of Thrones actor plays the main villain, Benedict?
Charles Dance.
That is correct for 5 points.
Benedict.
I'll tell you, going back to Last Action Hero, post Game of Thrones, that was a discovery. I'll admit it. Like, he didn't register as Charles Dance all my life. And then, like, I was like, oh, damn.
I knew him as the villain from, son of a gun. Now I can't. The Eddie Murphy, he goes to get the Tibetan kid.
The
Golden Child.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, Problem Child. It's not Problem Child. The kid's fantastic.
He was nowhere near Problem Child. I know that.
Yeah, he plays the devil in that one. Spoilers. all right, Adam, you have choice 1, 3, or 5.
5.
5 it is. And your clue on 5 is attack the block. Attack the block. May need a second clue on this one. This one's pretty tough.
Haunting us, echo voices. Remove the frame and focus in as I begin to wave from the top to the end. You've got your razors out.
Oh, it's so familiar.
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
I know you both know it. I will give you your second clue. First one was Attack the Block. Second clue comes to us from Houston Bodily. And it is Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting.
Adam?
Adam.
The Matrix?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Had to at least eliminate it, Dan.
Attack the Block. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I can give another clue, but if I do, Adam can guess again.
Am I penalized for making a guess or no?
Nope, not at all. No.
Let's see. Attack the Block. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Attack the Block. Oh, geez.
Song is so familiar.
I know. I know that song. I've heard it. I've heard it. I know I've heard it. Watchmen?
Incorrect.
No.
Incorrect. I'll give you another clue, and I'll also tell you this. It is the closing scene into the credits. So the actual singing begins as soon as we cut the credits. So it's that ambient little, which was spot on by Andy. Sounds exactly like the song. Nice job. Thank you. All right. So your third clue is from Matt Scanlon, and it is Apartment Hunters. Apartment Hunters, Attack the Block, and Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting.
Adam?
Adam.
Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Incorrect.
Apartment Hunters, Attack the Block, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting.
Spot on.
I don't get the point.
I don't know why that was so funny. You would
only repeating the clues.
Yeah,
that was succinct though.
It was good. Hunters. It's gonna kill me because I know I've heard that. I know I've heard that.
Tell you this much. I believe on your letterboxed, it's both of you. You either both have it as a 5 or one has it a 5 and the other has a 4.5.
Damn.
Well, that's really setting us up for embarrassment here, isn't it?
Not really. This one, I told you we're going, this was tough. You guys managed to pick the 3 hardest right out the gate.
Yeah. No kidding. Apartment Hunters. I haven't rated that many movies on Letterboxd. That's the thing.
You haven't.
So it's like, I have not.
He's normally generally so coy. Yes.
Yeah. Just that blank space. Watched by.
What does he really think?
Yeah. And no photo either. So I'm like, who's watched it?
I don't even know. I'm drawing a complete blank here.
I don't think any other clues would add anything, Matt, if I'm honest, looking at there. They're all in the same vein, no?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, I guess you could say this. I'll tell you this, unless, Dan, you want to throw out another one. I could give you one more.
I'm trying to think if it's... You can throw out one more. I know it'll open it back up, but I don't even have a guess to give you at this point.
It's tough.
The only other one, I be one of two things. I will go with this, Mortal Kombat. The one above that one as well, Andy, I think, but might spin him down a different path.
Yeah. I didn't like the ultimate word.
Mortal Kombat.
And Adam, you can guess again.
Yeah.
Attack the Block.
We're gonna end up screaming.
I know.
Yeah. It's really tough. I don't think this one was tough.
This one was flat out. I was like, you know what? If there's ever a time,
I've seen this movie a couple of times, and I had to learn that song as if I hadn't heard it.
All right. Shall I just tell you, gentlemen?
Yeah. I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
I really wish I could venture a guess, but
yeah.
It is The Raid Redemption.
Oh, that song plays at the end.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. That is.
As they're going down that little hallway, alleyway thing.
That is a highly rated movie from me. You are
it's
correct.
Not technically Kung Fu. I'm just kidding. I've been watching the Eat Man movies today. Believe it or not, never saw them. And I'm almost done with the second one. Or I just finished the second one. It was great. So, but yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That song is in there. I totally get you.
It was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a tough one.
It was beforehand. Like, yeah. All right. So the bonus question that is open to you both, since nobody got that. So let me finish the whole thing. Here's your bonus question. According to moviebodycounts.com, what is the kill count in Raid Redemption? The first person that guesses, it's worth 10 points, and we'll give it to you if you're within 15. The second person will give it to you if you're within 7. It's worth 5 points, but will tell you if they were high or low.
Adam.
Dan.
Adam.
257.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Mm-hmm. And he was high.
Mm-hmm.
And these are actual deaths on screen.
I'm going to say... 37.
Incorrect. 80.
80. Okay.
Oh, I thought that film broke 100.
Well, you can't. Like, there's a few people. So I found 3 or 4 different websites that all break it down, and 2 or 3 of them all landed at roughly the same number. And one was like, well, I'm counting anytime he got into a fight and a person fell down. That dude is dead. And I'm like,
a lot of those guys do get back up. They're not instant deaths.
Yeah. I think some of them were like, yeah, he broke his leg or something, but I don't know if he's dead.
Right.
So 80 is 80. Still that one. So no points. All right, since nobody got it, and Adam, you chose the last one. Dan, we'll let you have choice on this one. We have numbers 1 or 3.
Let's go with 3.
All right. 3 it is. And your clue for number 3 is Remember Me? Remember Me?
Dan. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's correct for 10 points.
Nice.
Quick on the draw. All right, Dan, bonus question.
That's one of my favorite trailers of all time. That is ingrained in my head. That's what I associate. I know everyone else is like Guardians of the Galaxy for me. Guardians, it's like, boom, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind for me. So...
bonus question. You want to be a dick?
I'll be a Richard here. Yeah.
All right. It's 30 to 10 right now. Here's your bonus question. What Be Kind Rewind director helmed Eternal Sunshine?
I wish he made more films. Michel Gondry.
That is correct for 5 points. He does a bunch of like videos and whatnot for bands. That seems to be his forte.
He does. His video work preceding his film work is next level. I'm sure it still is, but
Science of Sleep is worth a watch if anyone hasn't seen it.
It's an interesting movie, at least.
Good as Eternal Sunshine.
No, it's not. Worth a
watch. It's not. Well, we got 2 different opinions on this.
Cool practical effects in that movie.
Yeah. There
are. All right. So we have 1 left in the opening round. It's 30 to 15 right now, with Adam in the lead, and number 1 is what's left. So Dan, technically you have your choice. Which number would you like next?
Oh, let's go with number 1.
Okay. All right. He's going to go with number 1.
Bold choice.
Bold choice, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. All right, this comes to this is a suggestion on Discord from Eric Grebner. So our thanks to you, Eric. And your clue comes to us from our patron Brennan Marr, and it is "Dance till the cows come home." Dance till the cows come home.
If everybody had a 12 game.
Damn.
Top secrets.
That is correct. Oh. Points.
Skeet surfing.
That's right. Nice job. Nice
I would need to get to those lyrics. Yeah.
Well, that first one, everybody grab a 12 gauge. Like that's pretty quick into that. All right. It's 30 to 25. Dan, final bonus question. Do you want to be a Richard?
I mean, I feel like I got to catch up here. So I will be.
Oh.
Plus, I also love Top Secret. So I just want to have a shot at answering another question about it potentially.
All right. Here's your bonus question for Dan alone. Then here it is. Top Secret debuted at the theater in what year? Hint, it's the same as Splash.
That's right. Let's see, so Airplane was 80. So when was Splash? Splash was 1985.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
1984.
Four.
Yeah, just about any other movie I would have said debuted that year, I think would have went out like Temple of Doom or Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, Gremlins, yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I just pure coincidence, I showed, we were visiting Marisol's parents recently, and I showed her dad the underwater fight sequence from Top Secret, and he was so impressed. He was just like, wow, that's just, that's amazing choreography.
I remember when I was a kid and I read the first time I saw that movie and I realized they were doing the scene backwards. My mind was just like,
it's really remarkable.
It is.
All right. So that ends round one. Adam holds a 10-point lead, 30 to 20.
All right.
And here is your bell for round number two. All right, Dan, since you're in second place, you will have opening choice of 1 through 5, and this is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will begin playing, but he'll play a 5-second snippet from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. Mm-hmm. If either of you can answer it in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to the second 5 of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number two?
Let's begin at the end. Let's go with number one this time.
All right. Number one, it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Silent Running. Silent Running.
So Nerashimi's Republic Sibotnik.
Dan.
I mean, I think it's in this movie. I'm going to say Rocky IV.
Incorrect. Although, boy, that's tough.
It is the Soviet national anthem.
Yeah, and you can visualize both characters running. I don't know if the clue technically would apply, though. Silent Running.
They did both run in a montage.
They did. Neither of those look silent. I don't know if you ever run through snow. It's loud as shit, actually.
It is. Sand, though. Sand is very quiet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not Rocky III, or else I could have had a case.
And then you could talk me into it and be like, all right, yeah.
There is no tomorrow. This is Silent Running.
What do you want to do, Adam? I will say this. You both know it, so there's no point in doing a second.
Cool.
Although I do like hearing Andy sing in Russian. That's just me. But... So I can give another clue, but if I do, Dan can guess again. and we can keep the point value at 10 points. Or, Adam, you have the choice. You can say, go ahead and let's go to the 5 point to drop the point value down.
The Hunt for Red October.
That is correct for 10 points.
I was like, that isn't another movie.
Okay. That is when they turn on the Caterpillar Drive the first time.
Yep. Thanks.
I don't know what that's in reference to, but
thanks for letting me play tonight under the circumstances.
Still flustered from saving those orphans, man. I get it.
Yeah. You know, they couldn't save themselves.
Oh, man. I've never heard of the surly volunteer. Oh, these fucking kids just run. God.
Couldn't get out of their own way. I don't know what the deal is. Yeah.
Don't you feel the heat of that? Fucking, hey. Ugh. How many kids do I have to save?
I told you.
It's like Pee Wee Herman at the end of Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Just like, running out of the pet store with more animals.
Snakes in his hands. Oh, I'd pay money to see that video of you running out, just some kids in your arms. all right, makes it 40 to 20. And Adam, you now have choice, sir. 2 through 5.
2.
All right, 2 it is. And Andy, do you say you prefer C or D on that?
Let's go with D.
Okay. All right, D it is. Your clue comes to us from Brennan Marr, and it is Window of Opportunity. Window of Opportunity.
Dan.
Oh.
Anatomy of a Fall.
That is correct.
Oh, God, yes. If it ain't easy.
P-I-M-P.
Who knew 50 Cent was going to be in an Oscar-nominated film?
I wouldn't have guessed.
No.
That was so quick, Dan. Well done.
That was quick, yeah.
Steel drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun little intro. If anybody watching back the tape, just double-click on YouTube back a couple of times, and you'll see me turn up the volume specifically for Anatomy of a Fall, because it plays loud, and you know it's the point of it. You'll see me reach over and turn it up a little bit. Yeah,
I like it.
Makes it 40 to 30 with Adam in the lead. Dan, you now have choice 3, 4, or 5.
Let's go with 4.
All right. 4 it is. Clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is.
Oh, Matt, sorry. With the Rocky IV thing where the clue and the music contributed to. It could have been Rocky IV on you know, some parallel universe.
Yeah.
I think this clue that you've gone for and the song could be another movie and cause confusion.
So you're saying we have 2 chances?
I've just written it next to the song.
Yeah. I saw that down there. Okay. I can choose another one.
All right. We'll explain after. We'll give the context that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Your clue is around the world. Mm. Around the world.
Okay. Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish.
Dan.
I mean, I got to say. Listen, if I don't say Jaws, then I'm crazy. So I'm going to say Jaws, even though it doesn't make sense with the clue, but I'm going to say Jaws.
Incorrect. So, Adam, you can hear that 5 seconds again, if you like.
I would like to hear it, yeah.
Okay.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu.
Wow. Around the world. Farewell and adieu, my sweet Spanish. Ladies of Spain. Around the world. Oh, good Lord. I don't want to waste a free guess, but I'm struggling here. This is definitely a movie.
Yes. Okay. I did tell them before, and I'll let you know when it's there's one from television that is movie adjacent, but it's from television. Oh, that's not. I will tell you before
fair.
We actually get into it that it's from there. I mean, we're assholes on this show, but we're not like complete assholes. You know what I mean? We'll be...
Oh, God. I just don't want to hold up the show, guys. I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. Yeah.
Do you want to go to the next five of music?
I do.
Okay. All right. So, Dan, you still can't guess. This is for Adam still. So here's your second five of music. It makes the point value 5 points now.
For we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short while to see you again.
Nice choice on that.
Yeah.
It's good for the scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, can you sing the whole thing?
No. we've moved on to the second five now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I could do the second five again. I think. Yeah. I don't think I ever done the full 10.
Please do.
I don't believe so.
No, I don't.
I think anyone's ever asked for that.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I'll take the second five again.
Okay.
For we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short while to see you again.
Around the world.
Around the world. Now, I can give a second clue, but if I do, Dan can guess again.
And then if I get this wrong and you give a second clue, it's the same, right?
It is the same. So you get a free guess right now.
Doing the full 10 seconds as a rule not to do it works for 90% of it, because I tend to break up the 5 seconds into like a clip from the verse, clip from the chorus. This is a rare circumstance where it kind of flows.
Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh!
I feel like my Jaws fandom was being taken advantage of there, because you have to know that if I hear that song, my DNA is going to go, and I'm going to run immediately for fear of not getting the Jaws question.
Okay, yes.
I don't blame you.
So the full context of what happened just before that question, it's a great clue. Matt Scanlon's clue was boats and woes, and I wrote Jaws. They're going to guess Jaws, and they wouldn't be wrong, because that totally works. And then I purposefully, and I'm not like the best impressions or anything, but I purposefully tried to not sound like Quint.
You were not doing Robert Shaw. That is
true. And I haven't done the Quint version of Spanish Ladies on the show, I don't think, but I hope that I, considering Jaws is the movie that I've watched the most in the world, I would handle it.
That was a ingrained natural response. I stood no chance.
Jaws during the Napoleonic Wars, though. That'd be a cool
movie pitch. It's a great movie pitch.
Sure. All right. So that makes it 45-30 right now. And Adam, you have your choice: 3 or 5.
Go with 5.
All right. 5 it is. And in the second round, this was probably the toughest. Number 5. The
lucky
one
me.
Well, it's open to you both.
That last one was a picnic, so let's go.
Your clue is, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Okay.
And I mean, Halloween.
That is correct for 10 points.
Yes.
Nice job. That's on the fucking radio. Very faintly.
In the car. Yes.
In the car.
Yes, it is.
The best. Usually we don't include those on the show. On the new best on the nose use of that, probably.
Yeah, hands down. All right, that makes it 45 to 40. And we have one left in this second round. It's number three. Dan, you have the choice, sir. Did you want to go with three?
Yeah, let's go with number three. Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
I appreciate you taking the time to pause and think mm-hmm. that over, though, you know? Mm-hmm. All right. Your clue for number three comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is Heil the Conquering Hero. Heil the Conquering Hero.
Keep smiling through.
Adam.
Just like- Adam.
The producers?
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Dan, you can hear that 5 seconds again if you like.
Yes, please.
Oh, oh, crap. Crap.
He forgot one of the orphans, I think.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Sorry, I was reading something coming up. Good for you, Andy. Just realizing it 45 minutes later. Oh.
Right, here we go.
Keep smiling through just like you always do.
Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop
yes,
Worrying.
Yes, yes, yes. That's absolutely is correct. God
damn it. And with that, Dan, you take a 5-point lead, 50 Ooh. To 45. All right, gentlemen, this is a close ball game. Here is the bell for round number three.
I knew it as soon as I said the producers. Son of a bee sting.
Well, the Heil kind of, yeah.
That does.
It fits kind of a little bit with the music motif of that.
My Fuhrer, I can
walk. I can walk.
All right, here's the bell. All right, Dan, since you're in the lead going into this final round, that means you have opening choice, and this is our betting round. Mm. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue, and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once you set your opening bid, then we'll go over to Adam, and he can bid one note lower down to 0, but we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you guess correctly, you'll double the points available. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. Mm. So if you guys need any clarification on any of that, just let me know. But Dan, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin the bidding round?
Let's go with number four. I'm very confident. Number four.
Number four it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is, he seems chipper.
Okay. Let's open it up at 10 notes.
10 notes. Adam.
Say 7.
7, making it worth 15 points.
Let's go with 6.
6?
Settle the score.
All right, on 6 notes. Dan, you do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue. And Adam, you have your double down. And if you want to, you can use your lifeline along with your double down. It's worth 15 points. And your clue, once again, is he seems chipper.
That, I believe, would be Fargo.
It is.
Correct, man. For 15 points.
Oh, God, that breaks my heart. Oh, good job, Dan.
All right. Dan has a 20-point lead, 65 to 45. And you still have choice, 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Let's go with number 5.
All right, number 5 it is. This is the television one.
Okay.
So, once again, it is film adjacent, but it's a television theme.
All right. Interesting.
So your clue is... we'll say comes from Matt Scanlon, and it's Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo?
Nine notes. I will say 9 notes.
All right, 9 notes.
7 notes.
Seven notes.
Okay. Settle the score.
All right. On 7 notes, it's worth 15 points. Adam, you've got your lifeline if you want to use it. Your clue, once again, is Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo?
Is it 7 notes? Sorry.
7 notes.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Where's Waldo?
You do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. It's a 20-point game right now, 65 to 45 with Dan in the lead.
Yeah, I'll take my lifeline.
Okay. Adam is going to use his lifeline, so Andy's going to read through the list of clues right now to give you your lifeline.
Okay, Adam, your lifeline clue is what's the outline? Your lifeline clue is what's the outline? Then let me know if you want to hear again.
Sure. Where's Waldo? What's the outline?
What's the outline?
God. Oh, God.
What are you thinking?
Oh, God. What's the outline? I wish that helped me more. I really do. I'm puzzled, guys. You say it could be TV as well?
It's a television theme that is film adjacent, but it's not a film.
Oh, I see. Okay. Get Smart?
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Dan, you can take the 15 points or you can double down on it if you think you know the answer, but if you get it wrong, you get nothing.
I will double down.
Oh, geez. This is the end.
It was a show that also aired on Nick at Night alongside Get Smart as Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
That is correct.
Okay, so here's the thing. Alfred Hitchcock, okay, I thought of, you have to take me at my word, I'm not challenging anything, but I thought of Alfred Hitchcock, the show, because I remember the outline of the silhouette of his face. I remember the music, but I thought you were asking for a movie title, just to be clear. So I didn't think I could guess the title of just a show that wasn't a movie. Is Alfred Hitchcock Presents was just a show from what I thought.
It wasn't. Yeah, that's what, but... two film connoisseurs that love Alfred Hitchcock. We figured this.
But
I prefaced it beforehand saying this is a television theme that's movie adjacent, but it's not a movie.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't think that you didn't show title was eligible. Honestly, I just misunderstood. Sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
Well,
it's,
that falls on me for not explaining it properly.
It's really cool. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Well, now I feel like an asshole. Forget
it. No. I mean, again, you have to take me at my word, but I'm not trying. I kept thinking it was like something that was a show and a movie. I thought I was like limited to that.
No, the only time we've done that, like we've done the A-Team theme because they used it in the movie.
Sure.
And we've done Inspector Gadget because they used it in the movie. Or The Simpsons or whatever, because they specifically used it in the movie. That's why I kept saying this is a television theme that's adjacent because of Hitchcock.
Mm. Honestly, I was hoping it was going to be Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me because Waldo's the name of the bird from Twin Peaks. I was like, come on, Twin Peaks. Nice.
Well, Dan, you got the points on that,
mm-hmm.
which means you have choice 1, 2, or 3. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go with number 2.
All right, number 2 it is. And your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is The Walls Have Eyes. The Walls Have Eyes.
I'm going to say, I don't know about that clue. 12 notes.
12 notes, Adam.
8 notes.
All right, making it worth 15 points.
Settle the score.
All right, on 8 notes. Adam, you do not have your lifeline, but your clue once again is The Walls Have Eyes.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have played before, so you know that bass notes don't normally count, but this thing is this particular thing is all bass notes, so
okay. I guess he'd be playing forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm. It's my interpretation of the 8 notes. So hopefully it's reasonable. Okay, here we go.
Really quiet for me. I don't know if it did for you guys.
Maybe
StreamYard dipped a bit.
Maybe StreamYard's considered it not normal sound, like it was trying to cut out sound that doesn't.
Yeah, it's too extreme.
The walls have eyes. Okay, I would appreciate hearing the music again if that's possible.
I can. I'll leave out the percussion sound. You sort of hopefully you heard how that was going, and that way you get.
It dropped off again.
Mm-hmm. No way.
The first 3 notes came in crystal clear, and then it just fell off a cliff. And now, like, I'm jamming my headphones into my ears.
Interesting. It's one of those scores that's
I don't know.
Are you able to play just the keyboard part without the bass notes behind it, or maybe
it was thrown like treat it like a.
Because like the second part, it looked like I just want to make sure Adam gets the best crack at it. Like if you could play just the part on the keyboard without the bass notes behind it. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Adam. I'm just trying to.
Think yeah, no, like I'm just trying to wrap my head around the music right now.
Yeah,
yeah. So essentially, it's. Oh my god! Now that's how low I've had to go on the piano. So it's just a sliding note. Mm-hmm. I'm using the pitch bend here to. Like that, but with a cello.
Do you want to play the other part for him too on piano, just so he can hear it?
It's just a, it was percussive.
Percussive?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it, I am trying to give you the best chance, Adam, so it's kind of going...
Yeah, I appreciate that. The walls have eyes. And I can still take it down to five notes, or I should guess. Okay,
it's at eight notes. It's
or I'm sorry, five points. I got confused on the rules.
No. But I feel like since it's crapping out on you, we should award you a bonus clue because you're not getting the full scope of the song.
I'll take what I can get. Yeah,
because that descending pitch is the whole hook.
Yeah,
which is weird because we've used this once before and it was just absolutely, it was so good. I was excited to use it again.
Yeah,
it's been months and I was like, ah, great, this is a perfect show for it. So Andy will go through and read through the list of clues to give you a second one, but I think that's fair considering the music is kind of.
I'll take it.
I'm just screwing you on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, Adam, your lifeline clue is blunt force trauma. Blunt force trauma. And that's from Eric Grebner as well.
Uh-huh.
Double Eric.
So the walls have eyes and blunt force trauma.
Sicario.
That is correct for 15 points.
I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, so am I, because that was last time we did it, that little descending.
I love the music for that, but that is thank you guys, appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's only fair because the music just wasn't coming through, and
that's the
kind of whole reason for the show.
Yeah, that's the track. The track with the most melody, if you can believe that. It's called The Beast. I recall.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like the music to be the reason people are held up. So apologies.
Yeah, I think that's just a streaming issue that has nothing to do with you. I think it's just a bandwidth.
Yeah,
that it was dropping out.
I mean, now that I know, I can associate that with the.
Yeah, story. But that's tough. Mm-hmm. All right, so that makes it 95 to 60. Adam, you have your choice, one or three.
Three
it is. You guys are reversed number one. All right, your clue comes to us from Juan Reyes, and it is The Great White Hype. The Great White Hype. So Adam, you will open the bidding, sir.
Let's open it at eight notes.
All right, eight notes, making it worth 15 out the gate.
Let's say seven notes.
Seven notes.
Six.
Six notes.
What's that score breakdown again?
6 to 9 notes is 15 points. 3 to 5 notes is 20. Okay. And 0 to 2 is 25.
I've forgotten. Did he sell 6 to me?
Yes. He's at 6 right now. So it's on you if you want him to settle the score or you want to bid lower.
Settle the score.
All right.
I think I know what's about to happen, but that's fine. Settle the score.
On 6 notes. Oh, apparently we're not as cagey as we think we are. Your clue once again is The Great White Hype.
Jaws.
That is correct for 15 points.
Dan, can I get you a beer?
See, that was I feel like Jaws is being used to torture me here because that was strategy versus like I know it's like, well, if I tell them to settle the score, I'm getting the Jaws question. I'm not going to get the Jaws question.
But you won't, exactly.
Strategically.
It's literally going to be the movie The Great White Hype, if that was...
You could have been it down to like 0-2 for 25 points.
I could have, but then what if I'm wrong?
True. Yeah. He gets the points.
There was a chance it was the air up there. There was a chance.
That's true. That's true.
We love Kevin Bacon movies on the show. So there, it's always a chance. All right. So it's a 20-point game,
mm-hmm.
95 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one left in this last round. Adam, the choice is yours. It's number one. I'm assuming you would potentially like number one, but
let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah. All right.
You know, what do we have to lose? But yeah, let's open it up at 10. Well, actually, let's hear the clue.
Let's hear the clue, but I like that you're
let's open it already up at 75 notes.
All right. Your clue comes to us from it's a combo of Ken Whitehurst and Brennan Marr, and it's "Play Us a Song, You're the Piano Man."
Yeah, let's open it up at nine notes.
Nine notes.
Let's go with seven notes.
Seven. All right. Adam, I will tell you, if you want to tie this game, you need to get to 3 to 5 notes.
Yeah, let's go with five notes.
All right, five notes. Dan, you do have your lifeline.
Mm-hmm. Three notes.
Three notes.
What's the point differential with one and two notes?
0 to 2 notes is 25 points. There is no difference between 0 or 2. So 0, 1, and 2 are worth 25 points. Right now, he's at 3 notes, making it worth 20.
I got nothing to lose since I'll lose anyway. Let's say 2 notes.
All right, 2 notes.
See, now I have something to lose because if he gets it on 2, then I lose the game.
It's true. You lose by 5 points if he gets it on 2.
And I have my lifeline.
You do have your lifeline. But if you get it wrong, he can double down. But if he can take the points and he still wins mm-hmm. the game. He does not have a lifeline.
That's true. If I get it wrong, he wins, basically.
Yes.
But if he gets it right, I lose as well. So that's
very true.
It's a gamble here. But I have a lifeline. So if I'm like, well, if I think I can get it on 2 clues, you know.
There is that. Are the 2 notes going to be enough?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if I said 2 notes,
one note.
I'd have to go to 1 note.
Yeah. We can get down into negative bidding if we want to go that far.
Oh, that gets nasty, yeah.
The negative bidding would be whoever bets 0, if the next person wants to go lower, then we go 1 at a time, and you'd have to give us the director. And the next person wants to go on top of that, they have to give us the director plus any actor. And then we just keep adding actors plus the director.
Yeah, I'll say one note.
He's going to say one note.
Settle the score. Let's give him a shot.
All right. On one note. All right, Dan, you do have your lifeline, which you already obviously know. So, Andy, I'd go ahead and start reading through those clues. One note may help. Who knows?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll take my lifeline.
Oh, you're right. Sure. Officially taking his lifeline.
Okay, Dan, your lifeline clue is, notes on a scandal. Notes on a scandal.
Can I hear that note again, please?
Oh, yeah.
Notes on a Scandal and Play Us a Song, You're the Piano Man.
Well, I'm not sure about clue number two. I had a thought on clue number one, and that one note falls in the range of what I was maybe thinking on the first time, so I'm going to say Casablanca.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So, Adam, you can double down on it if you like, but taking the points gives you the win. You do have a choice, though.
I just want to, what are the clues again?
Notes on a Scandal and Play Us a Song, You're the Piano Man.
Gamble, gamble.
I did this against Bibbs, Andy. I did that for you, and I'm not doing it again. All right. Okay. All right. No, I got nothing. I could venture a fun guess, but I'm not going to gamble on a fun guess.
All right. So you're going to take the points?
I'll take them for what they're worth, yes.
Well, they're worth a W.
Okay.
So you win 100-95. Andy, do you want to play it, see if they know it?
Yeah.
On a date.
Well, Adam, you are today's winner, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. But, you know, I feel like this is closer to a draw than anything else based on the way some of the questions shook out. But thank you.
well, it's that type of humility that saves countless orphans. You
know? I mean, I'm a dick.
Selflessness.
I'm a dick, and I like punching people in the face, especially when they're weak.
Yep. Spoken like any true bully. Yeah.
That's how I target people.
Oh, boy, that is more foresight than any bully I've ever encountered. So good for you, you know? Most of them don't seem to have a plan, but you've got yours dialed in.
Look, can I be honest with you? I wish I had footage of this. Like, to the point where you would hear, like, a banana peel slipping effect. When I was running... To our audience, I was running late, guys, lots of different reasons, but I was scrambling to get to my laptop to get online for this match. And when I was running across my apartment to get my laptop, I literally, like, my feet flew out from under me and I fell forward onto my face, onto the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm fine. I took Thank it like God. A champ. But
much like what I just did on this show, just a total face plant.
No, I felt like Shaggy, but go on.
Well, as winner, Adam, you have the floor first to plug, promote, say whatever you like, but tell us what's going on with Champs on Film.
I would like to plug and promote the general concept of punctuality to everybody because it's a great habit, and I appreciate your graciousness tonight, guys, for keeping the match happening. But no, Champs on Film is where I spend my spare time outside of work and fatherhood. So Champs on Film on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow us, myself and my partner in crime, Marisol McKee. And then if you want to follow me on Letterboxd and Twitter, Eisenthor, AIZANTHOR. I'll see you there. Dan, thank you for being so cool as always. And guys, appreciate it.
Mr. Merle, what about you? How's the channel going? What can people be on the lookout for?
Hopefully some reviews of good movies or even just some movies. This first 2 months has been a little brutal, but hey, we're picking up. March has got some movies and then we move on to the summer. So yeah, check me out. Dan Merle Movies. And a note to the future contestants on the show. Don't play not to lose. I've been told in the past to play strategic. It's terrible advice. go with your gut because I tried to play strategic and it did not work out well for me today.
Sorry. Is that the first time you've lost?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got a good track record on the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and round three is such a demonic round in a lot of ways, the way it messes with you. But Dan reminded me, specifically, we just did our Oscars video, so go check that out. Sorry, I meant to mention that.
That's all right. YouTube.com/ at Champs on Film and YouTube.com/ at Dan Merle Movies. So please go hit both of them, check out what they're doing. And it sounds like Dan is excited for March and actual movies coming down the pipe. So be on the lookout.
Yes.
Andy,
and Dan, before we get, sorry, I just want to say, let's face facts, Dan. Alfred Hitchcock Presents was the winner of the night. That's very, very deep. And I didn't have the confidence to swing on that, and you did. So props.
Wow. I was just a nerdy kid who watched a lot of Nick at Night and with no friends growing up. So who's the real winner here? Who's the real loser, honestly?
Nick at Night is our friend, though.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can identify with things that you're saying right now. Andy, what about you, sir?
Great game, Dan, Adam. I apologize for the Sicario thing. I don't like the piano kind of going wrong or not helping. It's supposed to be this, you know, huge clue in amongst all the context clues. So when it hinders, that's no good. Regarding both Dan Merle Movies and Champs on Film, I think you both know that I watch everything you do. I was going to bring up both that you've both done Oscar nominations. If you're getting your ballots ready for Sunday, I highly recommend checking both their videos out to assist. And whilst you're at it, if you don't already, I feel like both channels are alongside Settle the Score, because I do feel this way about Settle the Score. They don't get the viewership that the shows deserve. For all three of us, I don't mean that to be any kind of diss or anything. I feel like all four of us put good content that we care about and that we put effort into out into the world. And that, you know, so if you can share it with someone, or, you know, like, subscribe, you know, trawl through the videos, comment and stuff like that, just to help. And specifically search for Dan Merle Movies and Adam, rather than using the links, because that way, if people care about it, it doesn't get entered into the algorithm if you click a link. So go and actually type their names into Champs on Film and Dan Merle Movies, and that will help.
Thank you. Yes, the almighty algorithm.
Look, I don't want to creep Dan out, but he joins me for a lot of my car rides when I'm doing dishes. He's hanging out with me on the regular. So
yeah,
well, you know,
yeah,
and I appreciate it, Dan.
I'm happy to have you around. A little bit of company.
I was at dinner earlier explaining to my uncle who didn't know that I did a show. I was explaining to him that I've got a show right after dinner. That he's like, "What, you're performing tonight?" Like, you can believe it was already late. And I was like, no, yeah, it's just like how it goes. I really enjoy it. And I said, tonight we have on what I would consider to be the Roger Ebert of YouTube. And I showed him Dan's channel it's just like Dan's face with loads of red lines under it, because I watch everything.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, Dan knows that. And I think if I just concentrate on Dan for a sec, I think you are quite possibly the person that advocates for going to the cinema outside of the movie industry. If that's not a diss again, you sit sort of outside, adjacent to the movie industry, and you advocate for going to the movies more than most people on YouTube, I think.
Probably, and fair.
Yeah, and you highlight cinemas that people should visit, and
I love that, by the way. Love the local theaters to visit, because we're passionate about a few local theaters up here, and yeah, they need the spotlight.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
well, and without the Mint Mobile hotline, we have plenty of time now to feature more local theaters on the show.
But one day, there's going to be someone's going to do a Google Maps with all the pinned places that you've said, and someone will do that tour and make it a sort of travel vlog, and it might be me.
I'd like it to be me, honestly. There's so many places I've talked about on the show that have said, I want to go. I want to visit there. I want to see that place.
You're welcome to come to Marlborough anytime, Dan.
There you go.
I did one of our locals that features.
I did, yeah. I put a local on there. They got a royal visit. I mean, that's not for nothing, you know?
Yeah, and you're basically, your picture's up on the wall. They absolutely love you. I get emails still from them saying, thank you so much. You know.
Oh, no, I really have to go.
They found it a very point of pride for them.
That's awesome.
Oh, fucking Roger Ebert of our times. I like
that. No,
as a cop.
No, that's I appreciate that, but I would be happy to have one third of his insight and talent.
And I didn't say what fraction you were. No, I'm joking.
Exactly.
No. I mean it. I mean you're the go-to. I normally hold your reviews until after because I think that's how much weight you have towards my opinion is that I think it's dangerous to take your opinion in with me.
So yeah, it'll augment.
I've always said you should put a warning label on my reviews. They're very dangerous. Do not.
Surgeon General warning?
Yeah, Surgeon General's warning.
Oh, man.
These opinions may affect your viewing experience.
Yeah.
It's the asbestos of movie.
I can usually tell if you're grimacing in the thumbnail or not if I should.
Oh, the thumbnail. Yeah. Some of them get me, you know. Some of them are cryptic.
Because I get complaints. Well, I'm not joking about this. I get complaints.
They give away your
the thumbnail is deemed to be too indicative of my opinion.
Right.
However, I also get complaints if the thumbnail is deemed to be too cryptic. That's a literal no-win scenario.
Yeah. Why do you have your face on your face?
I fear for future generations when you look at YouTube thumbnails, the ones that actually get clicks, and it's like, why? That's what drew you in. Somebody just holding a pineapple, and they're like, and you're like, oh my god!
Right. Oh yeah, the game.
I did 27 million, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Everybody emulates it. And you're like, oh god.
I'm a sucker for a yellow arrow, honestly. Here's my best Dan Mel review.
Yeah, that's the old thoughtful face.
Yeah. I'm like, oh shit! I don't know what. Maybe he doesn't know what he thinks yet. You know?
Yeah. Maybe I'm puzzled.
Am I troubled or intrigued?
All right. Well, that is it for today's shows. We'll have both their social media links in the description below. So please go down and click that. Go check them out. But like Andy said, actually physically search for them in YouTube. It'll help them with the algorithm. I'm sure they both appreciate it. And you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM. You can follow me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week. Settle the score. We'll see you guys next week. Adios.